I want to give you a brief thought today from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and challenge the young people and adults by way of message today from the Word of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 for the preaching of God's Word. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and strong men shall bow themselves, the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out the windows be darkened. The door shall be shut in the streets when the sound of grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. And when they shall be afraid of that which is high, the fear shall be in the way. The almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden. Desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Wherever the silver cord be loosed, and the golden bowl be broken, and or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel be broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was. The spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanity, saith the preacher, all is vanity. Moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads, as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Father, thank you for the precious word of God. I do pray, God, that you'll bless and guide and direct in a special way. I pray that you take me as your vessel today. Cleanse me of sin. Empty me of self. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to be a blessing to these thy people. Honor yourself. Honor your word. We know that this is youth day, but I pray that you'll speak to all of us. I pray that you'll go before us and do what only you can do. Bind the forces of Satan. Do a work in this place. In Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. The book of Ecclesiastes is known as proclaimed thought, or it literally means the preacher. It is written by the man named Solomon. Anybody knows anything about Solomon knows that Solomon was known most for two W's, wisdom and women, all right? Those are the two things that Solomon was known for. Solomon had the choice to get anything he could from God, and instead of asking God for riches and for wealth and for great fame, he chose to ask the Lord for wisdom. We understand that wisdom is not mere knowledge. Knowledge is information, data. Knowledge could be insight, but wisdom is the ability to take that knowledge, to apply that knowledge, and to make right decisions. Let me begin before I begin this message by saying, all of us need wisdom. Let me say that again for those of you that didn't agree with me. All of us need wisdom. You and I are bombarded with a multitude of decisions on a daily basis. We have all kinds of opportunities to go this way or that way, to do this thing or that thing, to make this choice or that choice. And all of us need wisdom. Wisdom doesn't come from institutions. It does not come from scholars. Wisdom doesn't come from colleges. Wisdom doesn't come from man. Hey, listen to me. James 1 makes it very clear. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. Solomon was supplied that wisdom, but along with that wisdom came all the other things in life that many people seek after. Solomon, one of the richest men that ever lived on the face of the earth. Solomon enjoyed all of the illustrious things of the world. He had all the frills and all the thrills, all the toys and all the games, all the gimmicks. You read the book of Ecclesiastes and he steps through all of these things. And Solomon had comedians that would come in and make him laugh, and he had the finest wines that were known to mankind. Solomon had all the servants, more servants than you can think of. He had authority. He had the gold and all the glitter. He had all of the luster that anybody could possibly understand. Nobody in Solomon's time had more than Solomon had. Yet he gets to the book of Ecclesiastes and he begins to reveal to us that after he had had all the money and he'd enjoyed all the wine, after he'd enjoyed all the thrills, he had the chariots and the palaces and the gold and the glitter, he had all the fame and all of the fortune, he found out that you don't find happiness in stuff. Say that again. You don't find happiness in stuff. We know that man's true value does not exist in the things that he has. And so Solomon writes this book of Ecclesiastes, and he gives us this proclaimed thought. And as a preacher, he begins to sound forth all of the principles. He opens himself up as a book and he lets us walk with him through his life. He lets us see him pursue these things, and he lets us see him try to find joy in these things. And he makes the statement over and over in the book of Ecclesiastes. It all was vanity. It all was vanity. That means it's nothingness. It was things that appealed to the eye or to the flesh. It amounted to soap bubbles. There was no substance to it. There was no value to it. There was no fulfillment to it. And Solomon said, I had it all, and it did nothing for me. So he gets to the end of this strong book, and he gets to chapter 12, and he's about to bring this whole thing to a close. He looks back over his life, and as he approaches the end of his life, he looks back over his life as he comes to the close of his time here on earth. And as he looks back over his life, and he begins to see all of the failures, and he begins to see all of the blunders, and he begins to see all of the mistakes and the mishaps and the messes that he found himself in, he begins to look back down to the young generation, and he begins to challenge them, and he begins to try to help them in ways that perhaps he wished he had learned when he was younger. He begins to look back and he observes some of the mistakes and some of the failures and some of the things that if he could do it again, he would have avoided. And he gets to chapter 12 and he says, having been through all the things I've been through, having experienced all the things I've experienced, having tasted all the things that I've tasted, he said, let me challenge these young people in this respect. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Here's what he's saying. He's saying, you're going to serve God, serve God now. You're going to do something for God, do something for God now. If you're going to live for God, live for God now. If you're going to make it count now. And I say with Solomon today, it's so easy to get caught up in the things of this world. Some of you adults ought to be amen in Solomon right about now. Because if you had your choice and you could go back to your youthful days, you'd serve God then, wouldn't you? And now that time has passed and it's no longer there anymore. And can I say to every adult, you can't go back and be a teenager again. You can't go back and be a preteen again. You can't go back and be a toddler again. You can't go back and and be a baby again. But you know what you can do? You can determine by the grace of God to look at these young people in this room today who are where you once were and who are doing what you once did. And you can challenge them. If ever there was a day, some men and women need to stand up and challenge these young people. Serve God now. Live for God now. Honor God now. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Let me give you three quick thoughts and I'll let you go home. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. I want you to, if you're taking notes, write down this thing. Here's why you remember God in the days of your youth. Because there's an expectation, watch this now, of an aging process. There's an expectation of an aging process. If you're here today, I want to tell you young people this. You're not going to be young forever. Hear me now. You're not going to be a teenager forever. You know what I think? I think some teenagers think they're going to be a teenager forever. There's coming a day you're going to pay bills. Say amen right there, adults. There's coming a day you're going to fill up your own car and pay the car note. There's coming a day you're going to pay rent. And rent going to turn into mortgage. And non-mortgage going to turn into eviction. I want you to know there's coming a day where you're going to sign your own contract. You're going to fill out your own credit report. There's coming a day you're going to beat your own kids. Amen. That's why we beat you. We want you to learn how. There's coming a day where all these things are going to happen. And you know what? You wake up one day and say, I wish I had. I wish I did. I wish I was. I wish I would have. How many of you can say today, I wish I had. I wish I did. I wish I would have. I sure should have. Don't you know that life is not like TiVo? You cannot rewind it back. It's not like directing a movie. You can't have a take 245. You've got to determine, I've got only one life to live. And the life that I live for Jesus Christ. There's got to be a determination. I must understand there's an expectation of an aging process. If you're taking notes, there is a definite brevity. In other words, I must understand life is short. Let me say that again. Life is short. You know what that means? Here today and gone tomorrow. You see, verse number one says, the evil days are coming. The years are drawing nigh. There's coming a day you have no pleasure in them. The sun and the light and the moon and the stars going to be darkened and the clouds going to return after the rain. Listen to me. There's coming a day where every day ain't going to be all good anymore. There's coming a day where you're not able to just do happy-go-lucky lifestyle. There's coming a day you can't just live as you please. There's coming a day where life is going to be at its end and life is going to be over. Hear me now. There's coming a day where you'll not breathe again. Where you'll not have a chance to come to church again. You got to understand, read your Bible while you can. Come to church while you can. Sing while you can. Preach while you can. Praise while you can. Worship while you can. Soul win while you can. There's coming a day you won't be able to go on visitation. You won't be able to tithe. You won't be able to go on a youth activity. And some of you may think, I get tired of that stuff when you can't do it you wish you had. The definite brevity. Write down the deteriorating body. I'll run down these very quickly. But there's coming a day when your body ain't going to be like it is. And many of us learn it don't take long to find that out. You know, do you remember when you never got tired? And thought you never would. You could run up and down the basketball court for 5 hours, it wouldn't bother you. Now 5 minutes about kill you. See, you know what I'm trying to tell you, young people? You better fire up for God while you got some energy. I'm telling you, there are some adults today, they love to spend 3 hours knocking on doors on a Saturday, but them knees won't let them, and their back won't let them, and their head won't let them, and old arthritis won't let them. But there's some of you boys and girls in here today, you got some vibrancy and some vitality and some vigor. I'm saying, spend your Saturday telling somebody about Jesus. You got memory, you've got poignancy, you've got a chance to do something for God. My friend, do it now. Look at what Solomon said. It's coming a day when the sun gonna go dark. You see, that which holds the light, your intellect, your understanding, your memory. You say, are you forgetful? Well, I can't remember whether or not I'm forgetful. Thank you for answering the question. Listen, there's coming a day when you ain't going to be able to remember that. See, there's coming a day you're going to have to work hard at memorizing scripture. Some of you kids can hear something one time and can quote it back verbatim. The problem is you're hearing the wrong stuff. I wish somebody helped me preach. You got your mind filled with them rap songs. Watch it, Pastor. I'm trying to. You got your mind filled with all them jingles and all those commercials and all those songs for them shows. Wouldn't it be something if we had boys and girls that could rattle off chapters from the Word of God, that could quote the scripture? I'm talking about while their memory is sharp and it's moving, that you'd be taking this Bible and hiding it in your heart. You'd be singing songs out the hymn book. You'd be quoting scripture instead of quoting nonsense. The keepers, let me move quickly before the old folks start getting mad with me. Verse 3, the keepers of the house shall tremble. Keepers of the house, your head, huh? Your arms, your body start to shaking. See, when you get a little older, those things start to shaking. And you know what God is saying? You better serve God while you don't have to shake. Come on. Watch this now. The grinders cease because there are few. Your teeth fall out. That's what he's talking about. The grinders. Some of you kids smack your teeth so much, there's going to be a day when you're going to have to smack your gums. Mama tell you do something. You better be glad you can. There's going to be a day when you can't no more. Amen. I'm saying serve God while you got teeth in your mouth. Amen. Amen. Some of you say, I still do. They just purchased. But praise the Lord. If you bought them, they're yours. But serve God while you got your originals. The grinders. Watch this now. He shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and the daughters of music shall be brought low. Soon as the bird wake up, you wake up. You know what happens when you get older? Can't sleep long. Do I have any witnesses in here? The bird just gets up out the nest and just start walking, and you jump. Every little thing wake you up. Now these kids nowadays, they can sleep through the rapture. The trumpet sound, the dead in Christ rise, Jesus shouting for the victory, and you miss the whole thing. Thank God you're going to be caught up on his movements and not on your own. Serve God while you can still go to sleep anywhere. And I know you can go to sleep anywhere because some of you sleep in church every week. And some of the older folks sleep in church because they can't fall asleep at home. So they got to catch it when they can. Can I get an amen? You know what God is saying through Solomon? You better start serving God now. There's coming a day where you can't sleep at night. And how many of you know when you can't sleep at night, it's hard to function during the day? Some of you kids sleep 9, 10, 11, 12 hours a time. I'll be trying to get 4. And you never notice, sleep all that time and still tired. Still tired. I tell the young people all the time, nothing makes you a whole lot more tired than something does. You missed it, some of you. When you do nothing, you get more tired than you do when you do something. And some of you tired because you've been doing too much nothinging. Amen. You just don't do anything. And so you just fall asleep because you have nothing to do. I'm saying get busy. Get busy during the days of the time when you still got your vitality. And we got kids during the summer sitting at home and doing nothing and just playing video games 8, 10, 11 hours a day. Facebooking all day long and tweeting your every move. I just got up. I just ate cereal. I just washed my bowl. I put it in the dishwasher. Now I'm going to change. I iron my clothes. Mama, I'm a clothes. I put the clothes on and now I'm going downstairs and now I'm going outside to play ball. I won a play ball. Come back inside. Took my shoes off. Soaked my feet. Now I'm watching television. Talking to my girlfriend. Tweeting her that I'm talking to her when she knows because she is her. And now I'm about to hang up and she knows because I said I'm hanging up. And now I'm going to bed. I know you told me when you hung up. I'm asleep now. I just woke up to tell you I'm about to go back to sleep. Maybe you ought to use that time. Come up in church. Cut the grass, volunteer at the daycare. It's a shame, mom and daddy got to hire somebody to cut the grass and you healthy. Amen. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. The grinders, the windows. Look at the windows are going to be closed. Your eyes, you can't see, verse 3. How many could attest today the windows are kind of closing? You got to squint at stuff. And you ever wonder why we thought squinting would make us see it better when we close our eyes more? How you going to see better with your eyes half shut? I can't see it. Well, you sure can't see it now. All right? Praise God. The windows are going to be darkened. Watch this now. The door is going to be shut in the streets. You want to stay inside all the time. You know, you get older. You're not trying to be out there. I ain't trying to run them streets. Them streets. Praise God. You won't stay in the house. Look at this. It said, the Bible says, verse number 4, sound of grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird. Look at verse 5. It should be afraid of that which is high. You're a little older. I won't like to be going up the balcony. Whoa, it's a little high for me. Fear shall be in the way. Watch this now. The almond tree shall flourish. How about that almond tree? Your hair. Got a well from the bald head over there. Amen. 3 of them all hooked together. Larry, Moe, and Curly. Once a long time ago. You know what he's trying to establish? There's coming a day where you don't have what you have now. And there are folks in here today that would love to be 16 sitting under the sound of the word of God. But the fact of the matter is they'll never get those days back. Don't sleep in church. Don't play in church. Don't rebel against mom and daddy. Listen up. Obey. Do that which is right. You'll only be young one time. the expectation of an aging process. Write down quickly the emptiness of aimless pursuits. I don't have time to go through Ecclesiastes, but write these things down. Fame, fortune, and folly are empty. Some of you are so busy trying to be cute and cool, you're going to end up being locked up. You're interested in having an image instead of integrity. Amen. You're interested in being popular and not pure. Amen. Some of you just want to have a following, so you do anything to get one. I'm saying it wouldn't kill you to quit pursuing fame and quit pursuing fortune. I'm saying there's always going to be a day where you can do some of that stuff. But right now, you better learn to serve God. Don't think you're going to walk through a puff of blue smoke when you graduate and become super Christian. If you fool around in high school, you'll fool around in college. Disregard for the Bible. Chasing fortune. Always running after a dollar. And then won't tithe. Folly. Sex and drugs and immorality. Alcohol. And there's enough people around here, been around the block and back, will tell you there's nothing in the bottle. There's nothing in the bed. Handed out your purity and wasted your virginity on some knucklehead. You messed up. What a shame. Lastly, and I'm finished, the execution of Abel principles. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. We can dance around all of the issue all we want, but at the end of the day, it settles down to this: fear God. Fear God. Nowadays, they think so much of teaching these kids never be afraid of anything, they made a clothesline, no fear. Don't be scared. Let nobody punk you. That's what they tell you. Don't be no chump. Man up for yourself. Don't let anybody talk to you. There's a lot of people that were caught up on not being a punk. Dead. I ain't gonna let nobody talk to me. Da 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 da. Pow pow. You ain't talking no more. You're gonna get grown fast. You're going to let everybody know that you're not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of the cops. You don't have to be. They lock up fearless people. I ain't afraid of you. Well, that's fine. You're still going to jail. I'm not afraid of my parents. That's fine. You'll learn quickly how to get afraid of paying your own rent. I'm not afraid to sleep around. Okay. You got every kind of disease you can think of. And kids all over the place. Amen. I'm saying fear God. That's a reverential awe. That's a proper fear. It's not terrified of God, but it's reverent of God. It's fascinated by God. It's amazed by God. It's a holy awe of God. Yeah, Durant can play. Yeah, these guys can run. Yeah, RG3 is fast, but he couldn't run. Durant couldn't shoot. Kobe couldn't score. Tiger couldn't swing unless God took from the dust of the ground for a man and breathe in the man's nostrils the breath of life. If them boys wow you, what should their creator do? She can blow, she can sing, she's fine, he's hot. Let me tell you something, God is awesome. You better fear God and then follow God, keep his commandment. It's that simple. Fear God. Keep his commandments. That is the whole duty of man. you say, oh, I just want to be successful one day. I want to make something of my life. It's just, where do I go to school and who do I marry and what do I study and how am I going to get in and will the financial aid be approved and can I get a security clearance and who am I going to date and what am I going to wear? I mean, I can't wear the same thing again and what kind of makeup do I have and what kind of earrings do I wear and how am I going to fit in with the crowd and I'm just so stressed out about life and I don't know what's going to happen. You're making things too complicated. Fear God and follow God. Trying to figure out all that stuff. Who's going to like me? When I get there, is Bobby going to think I'm cute? No. But you don't need Bobby anyway. God already got your Bobby. Don't go chase Bobby. Chase Jesus and you meet Bobby on the way. Amen. By the way, fellas, don't chase Shakita. Amen. Chase Jesus and you'll meet the Holy Ghost on the way. We're laughing, but you know our kids are caught up in this game. And you on the screen and the devil got the remote control. Just got the joystick on. Some of us remember Atari when it was only just a joystick and one button. They asked him, do you play video games? He said, no. You got to go to college for 4 years to figure out how to play them. They got knobs and joystick and X, X, Y, Y, Z, Z, A, A, B, B, start, select, stop, shake, tremble, wireless, memory card, playbooks, all these things. Just to play a video game. And it amazes me, these kids got these video games figured out and they tell you can't understand their homework. You'll teach a master's course on PlayStation, but you don't know what 4 + 4 is. Amen. And by the way, if you get a job and make some money, you learn how to count. It's amazing how these kids don't do math till they got their own money. Mom, last week you borrowed $12.33 from me. And my running balance should be now $109.45. And you've never paid me back since the last time you got stuck at Popeyes and you didn't have your wallet. And all of a sudden, you subtract and add and divide and all at the same time. But your homework, I can't figure out. Nobody believe that. It's all about effort. All about effort. Kids can't be on time. Until they want to go to the mall. And they're banging on the door. I'm ready to go. But you got to pour water on them to get them to church. I wish somebody helped me preach. They can't read. Kids can't read. The Bible too hard to understand. And then they watch these deep movies and be mad at you because you don't understand it. You don't get it. The man that put the thing there and the other one came and what happened by microtherapy, the water went up and evaporated down and then the molecular catastrophe then produced an anatomical feature that the finite mind could not possibly perceive. But you can't figure out flee fornication. You can't figure out let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. You can't figure out adorn yourself in modest apparel. If you can understand all that mess on TV, you can understand the Bible. I was about to finish up, but somebody, the rabbit ran across the field there. I'm chasing him. Found out they do what they want to do. Huh? They do what they want to do. They don't have no money, but they got the Jordans. Mm-hmm. You get to the meal and they want to eat. Can you get me? And then you get somewhere else and they open their wallet.
And you found out they should have got you. They got hideaway spots. They stashed their money aside so they can spend it on nonsense. Somebody say amen. All these excuses. Church is boring. Christian music is too slow. I can't find clothes to wear that are modest. The boy's going to think I'm square. Amen. You know, if I was walking outside and I saw a rabid dog out there, I wouldn't walk outside with a hot dog in my pocket. Because when he chased me, I'm not going to be surprised why he did. And if you quit complaining about dressing modestly and be thanking God that you're dressing in a way that dogs won't chase you. Somebody say amen. Remember now thy creator. I'm going to serve God, Pastor. I'm going to serve him. Just let me get through high school, prom, homecoming. Is that what they call it, homecoming? Homecoming. You know why they call it homecoming? Because you need to come home. Not home going. Homecoming. Come home. Get in the house. Nowadays, at 9, 10 o'clock, they're getting dressed to go out. That's when you're supposed to be going to bed. Amen. Nothing good. Listen, good stuff doesn't happen at nighttime. Amen. Amen. Old song said the freaks come out at night. Male and female. Let them come out, but I'm going to be indoors. My granddad said, come on indoors. Indoors. Come on indoors. Bring that switch with you. Some of you kids need a good switching, a good beating. Some of you parents need to quit trying to be friends with your kids. I don't want Bobby not to like me. Give him all he wants. He still ain't going to like you. Tell him yes every time. And when you say no, he's going to try to turn you into the cops. Call the cops on your mom. Why? I asked her for shoes. She said no. She's a criminal. No, you're an idiot. Amen. Shame on you. Teach them to work and earn. And show them how to be good Christians. And bless God, if you were silly when you were their age, don't let them be. And don't believe the lie of the world. If you make them do right, they won't want to do it later. That's hogwash. If that's the case, don't make them bathe and brush their teeth. They'll want to stink later, according to your theory. Truth of the matter is, they learn regularity by proper discipline. I challenge the young people, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Father, thank you.